You're listening to SBS News.
It's going to be a big few days for the Matildas. Australia's women take on France early on Saturday morning in a match that not only gives Alan Stajic's side a good hit out, but also some valuable playing experience ahead of next year's World Cup finals in France. The team also takes on England on Wednesday morning, and Stajic says it's a chance for his team to show what it's made of.
Look, our approach will be to take the game to France and show off our playing style and our playing principles and philosophy and try and dominate possession of the game and try and dominate territory and chances and try and dominate like we have been over the last 2, 3, 4 years in whichever circumstance we've tended to do that. So this is just another outlet for us to demonstrate whether we're capable of doing this against two of the better teams, as we've said, in women's football.
SBS has live coverage of that match against France from 4:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. In the English Premier League, Liverpool takes on Manchester City in a top-of-the-table clash on Monday morning. Before then, SBS has live coverage of Leicester's clash with Everton. The V8 Supercars Championship moves to Bathurst for the famous 1000 race this weekend. It always provides plenty of thrills and spills for motor racing enthusiasts, but with wet weather expected over the weekend, it could well provide more than usual. Holden driver Dave Reynolds goes into the race as the defending champion, and he's aiming to repeat last year's success.
I love this track. I love this race. It is the best racetrack in the world by far, and it's the greatest race we can ever go to. So, mate, I love being a part of it. There's no doubt we can go back to back. There's many things that happen over the weekend for you to go your way, and if we get the opportunity to win it, I'll be taking it, trust me.
The Wallabies go into their final rugby championship match of the season against Argentina in Salta, hoping to get a much-needed win to help them avoid their first ever wooden spoon. Injuries have given reserve back Tom Banks a chance to return to the lineup, and the ACT Brumbies fullback is hoping he can help the Wallabies convert some of their attacking play into tries.
I think at the international level, you only get a few opportunities. You need to capitalise on them. I think that's the biggest thing we spoke about as a unit, as a backs unit, just being able to actually finish off tries. I think you can get close and you can make line breaks, but if you're not scoring tries, you're not going to win games.
On Sunday afternoon, Australia plays its first Test cricket match since the ball tampering scandal, when the Justin Langer coached side takes on Pakistan in the United Arab Emirates. Langer says he's been pleased with the players' behaviour in the lead-up matches, but he wants that to continue long into the future.
Men are tested, or people are tested when the pressure comes on. That'll be Test cricket. So it's nice to do it now, but we've got to keep doing that over and over and over again, and that's what I'm most looking forward to.
And finally, Australia's women cricketers take on New Zealand's White Ferns in Canberra in the final T20 match of the series on Friday evening. Australia has already wrapped up the series 2-0 and will be aiming for a morale-boosting clean sweep. The T20 World Cup takes place in the Caribbean next month. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.